weather. Here's some St. Paul and the Broken Bones. KGNU.
Gone's how they smoke behind dogwood trees. All the bars are closed right before the county line. Oh, how that breeze smells like honey from a bee. Is it head, is it home, or is it me? Jesus is stuck inside my TV screen, giving all the answers, but never holding me. Heaven's too far away, and I can't find no peace. Is it hell, is it home, or is it me?
So nice, so nice.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Here's the BBC.
That's all coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Defense Secretary has said the military is ready to provide options for strikes on Syria if the president decides they are needed. James Mattis added that Washington was still assessing intelligence on a suspected chemical attack on Douma by Syrian government forces. His comments come after a series of tweets by President Trump, in which he warned Russia, Syria's main backer, that missiles were coming. Here's Barbara Plett-Usher.
He had said many times that he didn't want to reveal military plans ahead of time and strongly criticized his predecessor, President Obama, for doing that. But here he has now given the strongest indication so far that the Pentagon, the administration, is in fact considering a military strike against Russia. So he's certainly escalating the rhetoric and the tensions, but I think there's also a certain amount of posturing ahead of any U.S. military action.
The Kremlin has responded, saying it didn't take part in Twitter diplomacy. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, will not run for re-election in November. Mr. Ryan, the most senior Republican in Congress, said he wanted to spend more time with his family. His departure follows a wave of retirements of Republican members of the House, which throws the contest wide open in the upcoming midterm elections. The founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, says his personal data was among that of millions of other users that was improperly shared with the British firm Cambridge Analytica. He was speaking on a second day of testifying before a committee of the US House of Representatives. Dave Lee reports.
That was perhaps the most startling revelation in this second day of testimony, a session much tougher than the one he faced from the Senate yesterday. In a series of terse exchanges, Mr. Zuckerberg came under pressure to commit to backing more onerous regulation and changing the default settings on Facebook to make data automatically more protected. He faced questions about his company's dealings with Cambridge Analytica, the firm alleged to have used an app to access people's personal data for financial gain. The firm denies the claims.
Tensions in the Middle East have pushed the cost of crude oil up to over $73 a barrel. Reports of Yemeni rebels firing missiles at Saudi Arabia have added to price rises. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
The price of crude oil is at its highest in more than 3 years. The Middle East accounts for about a third of global production. Political tension in the region raises the possibility of supplies being disrupted, so it often leads to higher prices, even if in the end the oil continues to flow. The situation in Syria, even though it ceased to be a significant producer since the conflict began, was already making oil more expensive. The news of missiles being intercepted by Saudi Arabia, which is by far the biggest oil supplier in the region, added to the upward pressure on prices.
BBC News. At least 8 Colombian police officers have been killed in an attack in the northwest of the country. The officers were travelling with government officials in a remote region close to the border with Panama, where drug traffickers are active. The British Foreign Office says Yulia Skripal, the Russian woman who was poisoned together with her father in the city of Salisbury last month, has refused to meet Russian officials. A spokesman said they had passed on the Russian embassy's offer of consular support to Ms. Skripal, who is believed to have been taken to a secure location. Britain accuses Russia of having carried out the nerve agent attack. A report commissioned by Poland's governing party has found that 2 explosions brought down the aircraft carrying President Lech Kaczynski to Russia in 2010. Here's Adam Easton.
The commission's head, Antoni Macierewicz, said the crash was caused by an explosion in the plane's left wing, which was followed by another in the fuselage. He said the previous Polish investigation, completed a year after the crash, was now invalid. That probe blamed pilot error and mistakes by the Russian air traffic controllers and categorically ruled out any explosion. The new commission did not have access to the crash site nor the wreckage as prior investigations did. It has relied on analysis of photographs and simulations. Opposition parties accused Mr. Macharevich of promoting a wild conspiracy theory without any concrete evidence.
The Israeli authorities have launched an investigation into how the Lord Mayor of Dublin managed to pass through Tel Aviv Airport despite being barred from the country. The Interior Ministry had announced that Michal McDonagh would not be allowed to enter on account of his ties with a pro-Palestinian group. But soon afterwards, Mr. McDonagh revealed that he was already in the occupied West Bank. Immigration officials are reported to have misspelt his name, meaning the mayor didn't show up on an airport watch list. BBC News.
listening to the Afternoon Sound Alternative here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Indra, and I'm very happy to be with you this afternoon. For once, I'm on the air, and it's sunny outside, and it's warm. It's a little windy, but summer is on its way, and I'm feeling good about that. I don't know about you. I sure